And now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. The disciples in today's reading were concerned with conversation with God. And I'd like for you to think for a few minutes about conversation with God, probably the most important conversation you will ever have, more important than with friends or neighbors or customers or students or teachers. Conversation with God. Most of the time we don't think of it as conversation, though, do we? We think of it as a monologue, where I get before God and I tell God how I'm feeling, what I want, I confess my sins, seek forgiveness, petitioning on behalf of others, reaffirming our praise and devotion. None of those things are bad, but it's not a conversation, it's a monologue. Daily prayer is important, I think. But I have a confession. I saw you all perk up. I've always had a problem with regular scheduled prayer periods in my lifetime. I can do it for a while, and then the next thing I know, I'm not doing it any longer. I thought it would be easier when I retired, but it's not gotten any easier. My organized prayer life is pretty disorganized when you think about it. I may not be less faithful than you, but I somehow think my prayer life ought to be more deliberate, but it's not. And I've decided it's not going to be more deliberate. And one of the problems is my impatience in waiting for prayers to be answered. I'm reminded of a Frank and Ernest cartoon where Frank is saying to God, "God, is it true that 1,000 years are but a second to you?" And God said, "Yes." "Is it true that $1,000,000 is but a penny to you?" "Yes." "Could I have a penny?" And God said, "Wait a second." Our scriptures are filled with psalmists and prophets crying out, "How long must I wait, Lord? Who are you? Where are you?" Jesus cried on the cross, "Why have you forsaken me?" We struggle with that question. Then I also have problems with those times when God doesn't give me an answer I want. Paul had the same problem. Paul prayed not once, but 3 times. "Lord, take this thorn from my flesh." And we don't know what that was, but it was something that was bothering him a lot. And essentially God's answer was, "Live with it. You can handle it." And then, of course, one of the most famous prayers is Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane when he said, "Lord, let this cup pass from me." And then he goes on to say, "However, not my will, but your will be done." And he died. Sometimes God's answers are not what we want to hear. And we probably ought not dare pray unless we're willing to get in dialogue with God. A conversation. And I like what Mark Trotter wrote in his book, Grace All the Way Home. He says, when you pray, throw anything up there. Stumble, use bad grammar, have long embarrassing pauses, split your infinitives, even dangle your participles. It doesn't matter. just groan or sigh if that's all you can do, because God's hearing your prayer does not depend on your eloquence, but on God's grace, which is already at work in your life. Being in conversation with God, Paul's words are very reassuring to me. He said, "We do not know how to pray as we ought, but God's very Spirit intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words." And so in my spiritual journey, there have been people along the way that have helped me a lot. One of them is a fellow by the name of Nicholas Hermann. Nicholas Hermann lived in the 17th century, and he decided he wanted to join the monastic life. And so he joined a monastic community in Paris, and he wanted to become a scholar. And they decided in the community that he didn't have the brains for it, and so they assigned him to the kitchen and to the shop who made sandals. He took the name of Lawrence of the Resurrection, and to this day, the writings of Brother Lawrence, his transcriptions of conversations with God under the title Practicing the Presence of God, is a spiritual classic. If you get a chance, it's only about that thick, pick up the little book and read it. One reason I like Brother Lawrence so much is that he agrees with me. He had what they called a methodless method of prayer. It's refreshing to hear him say, as he's writing to a nun, "Do not burden yourself with the rules of private devotion, but get used to gradually offering God your heart whenever you can." Here's a man that walked closely with God, but confesses that he could make nothing of the methods of prayer. In fact, he said they discouraged him. And so ultimately he gave up on the methods and fell back on his plan to be simple and homely as he made each moment in his life a prayer. This man who spoke of doing everything as a man, as an act of worship, even picking up a straw off the kitchen floor, is something done for God. "I possess God as peacefully," he said, "in the commotion of my kitchen, where often enough several people are asking me for different things at the same time, as I do when kneeling before the sacrament." He said, "If you can learn to do everything we do as a conscious act for God, in the presence of God and for God's sake, perhaps it will become easier for us to cultivate an ongoing conversation." And I think that's precisely what Paul meant when he said, "Pray without ceasing." Pray as you live every moment of your life. Now, there are several of you I know in this room that have regular periods of prayer, first thing in the morning or sometime. And I'm not criticizing that. I admire that. I'm just saying I can't quite pull it off. And so what I'm doing is working more along with Brother Lawrence and trying to make my daily life a conversation with God. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I talk to God a lot. Sometimes Patty thinks I'm talking to myself. And sometimes I am. And I've tried to get into the habit of listening a lot too. I'm working on these things in my own life. And so when the disciples said, "Teach us to pray," and Jesus said, "Here's a model." But then you expand on that and make your conversations with God as you walk through life. And life becomes a conversation with God. And I think it can make all the difference. Amen.